The national organizer of the NDC, Yaobua Tingjan, has dismissed allegations by the spokesperson for the Rawlinses, Kofi Adams, that the delegates' congress of the party was not free and fair. He said all complaints brought by the Konedu camp before the election were duly addressed. He spoke to Ibrahim Kwating.
We have had this problem confronting us even before the congress itself. They kept on making protest after protest. And all those protests that they brought to the knowledge of the national executive, I think we took steps to address them. And even before we went into the congress, we set up an electoral committee where all policies like voting region by region was also addressed. I came up, and I think it is in the public domain that I was insisting that once we have taken that decision, electoral commissions cannot dictate to us. And I think that they came out and endorsed that statement that I made, that they do not have any right to dictate to us. But in fact, they advised and told us that we should try to reach a compromise.
Was the compromise reached to the satisfaction of all parties?
We did that, and we reached a compromise, and the procedure was changed from region by region to combining two regions to vote at a particular polling booth. So these were the arrangements that we followed at the Congress on last Saturday.
What are some of the issues they raised in addition to the regional voting?
That was actually before the Congress. That was the issue that they raised, that if we are to vote region by region, that the regions that will not vote for President Mills will be victimized, and that people will feel intimidated when they get to the Congress grounds. So the Electoral Commission suggested to us that we should try to reach a compromise. And the compromise that was reached was that two regions should combine and vote at one polling booth. But with the exception of Ashanti region, where we saw that we were having the largest number of delegates casting their vote in that particular region. And the other region, that is the Northern region, did combine with the National Executive and our brothers from the diaspora, I mean our foreign delegate and the Council of Elders. So that is how the voting procedure was done. And the electoral committee decided that each contestant should be represented by two candidate agents, like the polling agents that we normally have in our general election. And these candidate agents were there, two each at each polling booth. So after the elections, these agents endorsed the results at the polling booth. Then we have a central place where all these six results were collated. And after that one too, agents endorsed it. Then the Electoral Commission, headed by one of the deputy chairmen, by name Safu Kataka, also endorsed it. So if somebody comes out to say that the thing wasn't free and fair, and that there were some other things, that person is not being a good loser.
He may not have made that statement in a vacuum. What do you think were some of the difficulties that may have marred the beauty of the elections? Because he talked about intimidation of delegates among others. Did you have anything like that?
Nobody reported to the National Executive. And even at the time the voting was going on, you know, all of us, I just retired into my seat and sat there because I did not have anything to do. And also saw that agents of instance, and I have always been saying this thing, that internal party elections do not actually debar candidates to still campaign even while voting is ongoing. We saw agents of the two candidates busily going around campaigning for their candidates. So I don't see why they are now crying foul and they are now coming up with some of these excuses.
On the vacant positions left within the party as a result of the resignations of the former First Lady Nana Akunidajmai Rawlings and Dr. Ekospio Gabra to contest the flag bearership position of the party, Mr. Jan had this to say.
We do not organize elections when a position is vacant. We normally meet as a NEC, that is National Executive Committee, and come up with the appointment of some personalities to fill such positions. And that is maybe exactly what we are going to do.
When exactly is that going to take place?
We are going to have a review meeting come next week, Tuesday. And maybe at that meeting, we will come up with a decision to call a NEC meeting to have a review of this Congress. And maybe there, if somebody wants to raise that issue, we will discuss it and see how best we can bring up some names for consideration.
On whether the Rawlingses will come on board to campaign for the party in the 2012 elections, considering the heavy loss of Nana Akunedu, Mr. Jan said there is every indication that the Rawlingses will do so.
If you look at the overwhelming support that was given to the president, any other person will want to come and join the party of our people who have not died to use President Morris as our leader. Before then, the former president have already come out openly. Say that you will go ahead and elect the president. He may not have the courage and the strength to campaign vigorously for him. But each and every one of us saw what happened at the place where Professor Morris was declared as the winner. He came and congratulated him and lifted his hand in disguise, indicating that he has also endorsed him as a leader of the party. The former president's body language and even the way he acted indicate that he is ready to jump on President Mills' campaign wagon any time that he will be called to do so.
National organizer of the NDC, Yao Boateng Jan, talking to Ibrahim Kwating.